global concern. What happens is that a lot of people just hearing the word religion, they immediately roll up their eyes, look elsewhere. They don't want to hear. They start looking at their phones. The minute that the word religion appears. So our job to all of those, all of us here, is really to show people why they should care for this particular right. And we do not need to say only the word freedom of religion, because freedom of religion is a conglomerate of several freedoms that everybody likes to have. And these freedoms include freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, freedom of movement, and freedom of thought. You would not find anyone in the world is breathing normally that would say that it's against. And we have to know that the minute a government or any other group, because we see, it's not only governments that, it's also international terrorist organizations that scare the population, who also... So this loss of freedoms occurs little by little. In many places, people ask me, but how come that now in Syria there are so few Christians? Or how come that in Iraq, instead of 1.5 million Christians, now there are 200,000? And I can tell you that all these communities were, in many ways, acting just like we do. We cannot believe this is going to work. For example, somebody, a government takes away the freedom to put the Christmas tree in the street and then a kid sin. And then we think, okay, the next government will not do it. The next government will restore it. This is, okay, just a little thing that goes, but doesn't have a lot of importance. Or, for example, you cannot wear a particular clothing, or you cannot walk through that area because it's full of another culture that doesn't like you, or you cannot teach religion in school, you cannot put a cross anywhere anymore because maybe someone... So, this is a relative slow but clear loss of each one of those freedoms that I told you. So we become more vulnerable and easy to attack. And that is how all these that are horribly described in the video and that you know a little bit more about them, that's how they come to pass. Because nobody did anything when they could. So I like to quote Jan Figel in my presentation, because he always says that all the way that any freedom makes sense is when we accept, for starter, that we are all equal in dignity, but we are all different in identity. Because there are many misleading ways to present things. For example, if you only say the EU slogan, which is unity in diversity, you are not acknowledging equality. So the origin of all those persecutions, of all those disputes that we just saw, and that I had to painfully document in this big book, is that one group felt that was superior to the other. And that one group decided that only one identity was acceptable. No, it is our duty as citizens, as faithful, as political leaders, never to stop underscoring two parts. We are equal in dignity and identity. And we all have this right, freedom of expression, freedom of movement, to freedom of assembly, that give us the freedom of... And then about this particular report, because I have been editor already, so I have had the opportunity to see progress of the freedom of religion here, and I would like to just underline three aspects that I see having. The first one that you also saw mentioned in the video, which is available in the website of the Church in Need, is the increase of the number of governments that have passed laws Now there's, it is legal to discriminate and oppress in many countries more than the last time. In only 2 years, this number of countries increased. So that makes that now one Christian of every five is living in a country where his freedom of religion is not respected. Last time it was one in six. So this is a notorious increase. And this is something that leaves the victim without any protection in his own country and has to go outside to ask for help. And if we think that it doesn't matter to us, just I'm going to give the very recent and current example of ACAB you were mentioning, a Hispanic Catholic woman who is now waiting for finally be liberated. You think Pakistan is far? But this is the situation. She was acquitted of the crime of having criticized their God of the official religion of Pakistan. And for that, she received death sentence 9 years ago. So this sentence was rejected, so now she's supposed to be free, but she cannot be liberated. She couldn't leave prison because the mob, the people outside, were going to kill her. So they keep her in prison for her sake. So her family is in danger. She still is in danger. She was sent to a different prison, at least in a secret location, because many Western countries, and Europe certainly, said, I will give her asylum, said, give her asylum. But the words stay words. Nobody has given her any visa or any passport to leave Pakistan. The worst is the following. The United Kingdom had the largest Pakistani community of the entire European Union, said that of course they were not going to give her asylum because they are afraid of the reaction of the Pakistani community in the UK. So in this case, you can tell me who won, who is winning? Is it a problem, freedom of religion in Pakistan for the Western world or not? Here we have a very clear example that because they don't respect freedom of religion over there, now we can see that we have the cowardest governments in the world that will not help one Catholic. So we really have to be quick at acting. It's not like we have all the time. If a foundation like Aid to the Church in Need, whose mandate is to help the church when it's persecuted or repressed or in a situation of material loss, invests time and money and resources to inform, to make our kind of in the website that we have, you can consult the report in six languages, regretfully not in Slovak yet. But then if you want to see what is really the situation and where you should act and what causes you could join in order to protect your own freedom, that's something that you are going to find a lot of information. And just one more thing that I wanted to say of the three things that caught my attention this time. It's a very notorious increase in sexual violence against women. This is something that it is used in many countries where there's religious persecution against the Christians or the Muslims or whatever is the religion under attack. Girls are kidnapped, even by groups or individually, raped, forced to marry, forced to convert, and they never return to their community. We observe this in Nigeria, in the Central African Republic, in Ethiopia, in India, in Indonesia. Also in Egypt, where it's really enormous, that problem. And I have to tell you something, that this is an act of genocide. You have to look at the United Nations Declaration on Genocide, the prevention and punishment of genocide, and you will see that these attacks on the women, this kidnapping of the girls, is an act of genocide because it makes sure that that group will gradually die. You wouldn't immediately think that it's a violation of freedom of religion. But it is for sure, and you can invoke the right of women, the rights of children, so many other rights like that to protect freedom of religion. So, yes, it can be seen such a report as a collection of bad news. However, I see it as an instruction book of what we can still do in order to preserve the fact that we are equal in dignity, but different. Thank you very much.